Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're together again. And if you're a new listener, well, we welcome you, and we thank you for joining us. We pray that the Spirit of the Lord would bless you, and we invite you to tune in. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And on yesterday's broadcast, I was working up to sharing a message, which I'd like to get into today, entitled, All Things Are Become New. The wonderful part about being a Christian is no matter how many times we stumble and fall, how many times we fail, we can pick ourselves up and we can say, Lord, help me. God is so gracious and merciful to us. He knows, just as it says in the scripture, He looked at Israel and He many times just restrained His anger and His wrath with the outright rebellion that they consistently showed, because He remembered that they were as the wind, as the blade of grass, that He remembers our frame. And because of that, He's compassionate and He understands. But all He asks is that we continue to keep pressing on, that we can continue to keep striving. Beloved, it's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. It's not by your intellectual or emotional force of will or discipline, all those things we should ask God to help us, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord transforms people. That's the only power in the universe that can really change things. How many times have you tried to, begin the new year with a new a resolution, or you make some decision, you're going to go on a diet, or you're not going to do this, or you're going to try to get rid of some habit, whatever it might be, and how many times have you failed? Why? Because in ourselves, we don't have the ability, but we can do all things through Christ Jesus. So if some of you listening now, you're really discouraged because you had some high aspirations and desires for yourself, and it seems that as much as you were committed, as determined as you were, you just fell even more resoundedly on your face. But you know, the Lord says to you, it's all right, child. I'm with you. I'll pick you up. Blessed is the man who goes through the valley. And if a man falls seven times, the Spirit of the Lord will pick him up. And the Lord said through Micah, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, for when I fall, the Lord shall lift me up. He will be my strength. And though I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. So hear the word of the Lord. Be encouraged. Be refreshed. All right. We're talking now about all things are become new. And to begin an understanding of how we can say something like that is we need to see what the Word of God, and I'm just going to be sharing many scriptures, but every single human being that's born on the face of the earth, that's ever been born, has an old nature, and that's because of the sin of our original parents, Adam and Eve. It's called original sin. We just have that nature. It's just because we are the children of our parents. So according to Ephesians 4:22, God's word says that unregenerate man, our old nature, is corrupt according to deceitful lusts. Romans 8:7-8 says, because the carnal mind, that's, our natural human mind, it's enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. That's why when we come to Jesus, we are that familiar phrase, we're born again. We have a new nature. We become a new creature, something that didn't exist before. We were dead in trespasses and sin. And when we come to the Lord, He gives us a new nature, a new spirit. We become alive, and then begins the process of transforming our person, our character, our mind. And we do that by the renewing of our mind, by the Word of God. So, what happens when we accept Jesus? It's the greatest miracle in the entire universe. In fact, the angels just wonder and look on, because they've never known what the new birth is, that God the Father was willing to part with His beloved Son and sent Him down to earth and allowed Him to endure the ridicule and the terrible shame and horrible suffering emotionally, spiritually, physically, of His sufferings and death, because He loved us so much. And because of that, we then are able to restore our fellowship with God, and we are created anew by the Lord. That's what the new nature is, the new birth. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man," don't you love that? In the world, there's always restrictions, but the gates of heaven are open wide to whomsoever will. "Therefore, if any man," there's no one that's too deep a sinner that God's grace cannot reach down and pluck from the very jaws of hell. "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And that's what we're talking about, all things. What does that mean? Well, it means all things. Think about that. And I don't think we've fully comprehended. I don't care how, you know, I've walked with the Lord, I don't know, what, going on 40 years now? And I'm telling you, I still don't get things. You know, we are, you know, dull of heart and hard of hearing. But we're asking the Lord to help us, but actually, I don't suppose we could take the complete revelation of the Lord. We would just probably self-destruct. We'd explode. Because how can finite man, how can we comprehend infinity, the greatness, the omnipotence of our God? We couldn't. So He has to deal, you know, step by step and bit by bit with us, because otherwise we just couldn't bear it. But He knows exactly how to deal with each one of us. Praise God. So we are created by the Lord. We become a new creature. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be God, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Because He lives, we also shall live." Our physical bodies are subject to death. That is the last enemy that shall be put underfoot. If Jesus tarries, we will all go to meet Him by way of the grave. Although the way things are shaping up, Jesus is coming very, very soon. And should that happen, then we who are alive and remain shall be all changed and transformed. In a twinkling of an eye, we'll have a body just like Jesus' glorious body. We don't know what that body will be like. In fact, even those in heaven, they're just blessed spirits. They don't have that new body, because those that are dead in Christ, they'll be the first to receive that new body. And all we know from the scriptures is Jesus could walk through walls. And one of the things I love so much is, you know, the disciples were so astonished. There comes Jesus. They were all hiding for fear of the Jews and trembling and thinking everything was over. You know, there was no hope. Everything was just, they were in just dismal defeat. And here comes Jesus. And then one of the things I love, He says, "Do you have anything to eat?" I just love that. And, you know, another beautiful, touching scene is when they're out fishing on the Lake of Galilee, and they see this guy's on the shore. And he said, "Children, have you caught anything?" And of course, I think it's John, he recognized it's the Lord, and Peter jumps in the water, and there the Lord is. He's prepared. He's got a campfire, and He's broiled breakfast. He's got some fish for them. So just to demonstrate, you know, we don't know what these glorious bodies are going to be like, but all we know is that we're moving on to that perfect day. And regardless of the battles we go through now, your heart might be breaking, but I just want to encourage you with that blessed hope of our Savior's appearing. We're to comfort one another with these words, the scriptures say. So, beloved, we can take hope that regardless of how we failed, regardless of the circumstances of our lives, regardless of how the enemy is fighting you right now, beloved, Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. So it's not just a matter of getting our soul saved, you know, so we can be with Jesus forever, but there's a daily salvation, a daily redemption that occurs. He saves us from the work of the enemy. He saves us from the snares of the evil one. He spares us and saves us and redeems us from our own carnal nature, because as we receive his help to mortify the deeds of the body, of the carnal nature, we shall be led by the Spirit of God. And you know, if we will walk in the kingdom, oh beloved, you know, I once preached a message. I said, you know what, as Christians, we're under law. Did you know that? Yes, we are. We are under the perfect law of liberty. And if we have the fruit of the Spirit, joy, peace, long-suffering, joy in the Holy Ghost, against such, Paul says, there is no law. Praise God. So we're under that perfect law of liberty. And so, beloved, I've been talking to you about a new nature, a new birth, and the Word of God literally describes that as a spiritual resurrection. We literally were dead. Oh, our physical bodies are alive. All these sinners walking around, the unsaved, I mean, you know, they're dead and they don't know it. They have physical life in their body, but their spirits are dead. And it's not until you receive Jesus that you can begin to understand things. I mean, that's why the natural man, the sinner, he can read the Word of God and it doesn't make a bit of sense. Why? Because the God of this world has blinded the minds of them who do not believe. So, beloved, thank God if you've been received Jesus, there is, according to Ephesians 2:1, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Let's just close in prayer in the few moments that remain. Father, I thank you for every listener, and I thank you, Holy Spirit, to increase our joy, encourage our hearts, to let us know that you make all things new. And those that are struggling right now, Lord, give them, breathe faith and hope in their heart that as they trust you, they will begin to see changes, because you don't intend for us to stay in the valley, but you want to bring us to the mount of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you've been touched, if you feel that prompting of the Holy Spirit, jot down that contact information, obey the Holy Spirit, or just, you know, whatever your prayer needs are, unspoken, whatever, the Lord has a reason for you to connect, and I will pray for you personally and send back whatever God gives to bless your heart. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Amen. God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.